Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, September 16th. Today on Forbes, Canva raises new funding at $40 billion valuation. Its founders are pledging away most of their wealth. Canva is now one of the world's most valuable startups after raising $200 million in new funding recently at a $40 billion valuation. The round more than doubles the Australian design software company's valuation in 5 months. Canva is already on a level few startups have reached. Its valuation is now second highest on the Forbes Cloud 100 list of top private cloud companies, second only to Stripe. Long profitable and cash flow positive, Canva continues to more than double in sales, the company says, on pace to reach a $1 billion annualized revenue run rate by December 2021. The vast majority of that is recurring subscription revenue. Profitable, doubling growth, and with hundreds of millions of revenue, why bother raising it all? One reason, says co-founder and CEO Melanie Perkins, is to keep doubling headcount, which reached 2,000 this year. Another could be acquisitions. Plus, with her mission for Canva, it's worth it to play it safe. The new funding dramatically increases the value of Canva's founder stakes in the business, previously valued at a $15 billion valuation in April. Forbes estimates that Perkins and fellow co-founder Cliff Obrecht each own about 18% of Canva, and another co-founder, Cameron Adams, owns 9%. At a $40 billion valuation, that means Perkins and Obrecht each hold stakes valued at $6.5 billion, while Adams' stake is valued at $3.2 billion. But already on the record that they didn't plan to hoard such wealth, Perkins and Obrecht are now pledging to give away 30% of Canva, the vast majority of their stakes, to the Canva Foundation to be used for charitable causes. For full coverage, check out Alex Conrad's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.